One, okay. I'll just turn this down. Are you yawning? What are you, tired?
I sound like those people on the on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. You know, those puppets who don't talk right.
The puppets. That's because Mr. Rogers voiced them all. You know, Mr. Rogers voiced them all, right?
Even the women?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was all Mr. Rogers.
Oh.
We have a shout out. We have a comment.
Yes. Someone's still hanging in with us. Well, she's been asleep.
She had a little break, but God bless her. She's certainly been helping us out by being here and giving us things to talk about. Lily asks, what will be the first thing you do after this is all over? I'm going to take this fucking headset off.
Oh, me too.
I feel as though it is welded into the side of my
head. I have a ridge in my head. I can feel it. I have a ridge in my head.
Earlier, I took it off for about 15 minutes or so, and I could feel the ghost imprint of the headset in the side of my head, and just...
Like she was still tethered.
Exactly. Then she asked, what time do you think you'll wake up today?
I'm guessing 2.
I'm thinking probably noon. I doubt I'll sleep later than noon.
I'm guessing 2.
And then she asks, how many weeks will it be before you are willing to podcast again?
Never.
Well, we're taking the week of the
13th
off.
We're taking 1 week off, and then we're going right
back
to
it. We'll be back
the
week of the 20th. So. Yeah, so just 1 week.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll be willing, but we'll be back.
That's right.
That ought to give everybody plenty of time.
Don't you think we'll be happy about it?
That ought to give everybody plenty of time to listen. Oh. Can you imagine our subscribers who, for whatever reason, didn't really know this was coming up, and they get up tomorrow and open up their iTunes, and it's just flooded? It would be crazy.
They had a party.
All right.
And it was a party of sorts, for a while.
Well, for a while there.
And all parties go bad.
Last few hours have not felt so party.
It's been tough
crazy.
For me, it was about 8 to 2 was kind of hard. And then it kind of perked up for a little while. But then from about 4:30 to 5 on, it has just been really hard.
Yeah, the last
really
few hours have
hard.
Been a slog.
Yeah. It's like walking across the mountain with a couch on your back. That's how it's felt.
Wow. That's pretty descriptive. For somebody who's been up for 24 hours,
It's pretty good for somebody who has no brain.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's a head full of mush.
Well, let's do a couple of tributes here.
Yeah.
The reason, of course, that we chose to kick cancer's ass, or to attempt to put the boot in at cancer a little bit, is because everybody's lives, I think, have been affected by cancer. I don't know anybody who doesn't know at least one person.
I don't know of a soul who has not been touched in some way or other.
Everybody has been, and we are no exceptions, of course. Bet's got some people, and I have some people. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and say who some of your people are.
Well, in the living, in the people who are fighting it and you know, working through it, of course, my dad.
Yep.
Who has lung cancer and is fighting it very diligently. He just finished his chemo and he's getting ready to start radiation, which scares the shit out of me. And
he's hanging in there, though.
He is hanging
he's
in there,
well.
And he has a great attitude about it.
So that's
good. My Taylor's bandmate, his Stetson's mate, mm-hmm. Andrew's mother, who is a nurse and who has done much work in the breast cancer field. She's run triathlons and been on teams of walkathons and all this.
Yeah.
Is now suffering from breast cancer.
Ah.
And Taylor was telling us just not too long ago about going to Andrew's house and And his mother was laying on the couch. She's going through chemo too, and she's laying on the couch with her turban around her bald head and an ice pack on her stomach because the chemo just makes you sweat so hard. And she was wearing a T-shirt that says "Cancer sucks." I love that.
That's a good shirt.
Yeah. And then the ones who have gone, my favorite aunt in the world, the coolest aunt that I model myself after, Nadine. She died at a very, very young age. This is back in 1979. My friend Sandy's father-in-law and one of my favorite dogs ever. We were talking about that earlier.
That's right.
Jeff the Basset Hound. And I have others, but those are probably the closest to me.
Right. One of my best friends and my mentor, Alton Grimes, he died, 5 years ago, lung cancer, which he got from, primarily, from what I understand, actually, he got from Agent Orange exposure when he was in Vietnam. His wife, Terry, is a cancer survivor. She had cervical cancer. My grandmother, my dad's mother, Anne, had colon cancer, and I believe that my granddad, Bob, also had cancer, but I'm not sure which one, which makes me sound ill-informed about my own family. Also a coworker of mine, Jackie, who was a CPA and worked for our company for a while, she died of breast cancer. And, of course, Rimsey the cat. Can't forget Rimsey the cat. Uh-huh. Rimsey the cat also passed on from cancer. So, cancer sucks.
It does.
And,
there's nothing good about it.
And it's a little strange to me that in this country, with all the money we have and all the brilliant scientists we have, that the last disease we discovered a cure and a vaccination for is polio. Which is, I think, what, in the 1930s or something like that?
That is hard to believe.
What the fuck have we been doing with ourselves since then?
We've been coming up with Viagra and Botox.
Exactly. That's where all the great researching minds are now.
They're
inventing new diseases and dreaming up medications for them. I don't mean... Well,
restless legs.
Restless leg syndrome. I mean, come on. Restless leg syndrome, guys. You think maybe you could put away
day,
restless leg syndrome for
being,
a while?
Being twitchy.
Exactly. Yeah, that's just you can't sleep is what that is. You have a little jitter. That's all it is. It's not restless leg syndrome. Well, whatever it is, if it is less restless leg syndrome,
live with it.
Exactly. Let's focus maybe on some medications for cancer.
Yeah.
I don't get it. So that's what we're doing today. That's what we did. And so we thank everybody for your support and helping us. We know you all have people out there too. So that's sort of the somber penultimate episode of the podcast.
And you know, we talk about leaving comments and stuff. Of course, this is our next to the last broadcast, so we can't really go in and read. But if you have somebody that's important to you that you lost or who is still around and fighting it, leave it in the comments. We'll read it, you know, once we've been to bed and woken up.
Yeah, someday.
And
we'll
go back
read
and
it.
Actually get to listen to some of these things we made. But
we haven't listened to one show today. But we will. Eventually. Anyway, we have one more show to do. I think we're actually going to make it.
I think we might.
So we're going to sign off now, and we'll be back in a half hour for the wrap-up. Thanks, everybody, for hanging in there.
Yay, baby.
Bet's lost all capacity for speech at this point. She's turned into the penguin. Okay, goodbye, we'll be back. One more half hour, we'll be back.